Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the all-new Silver Scripture Box with a set of 52 new Bible verse memorization cards based on this series, The Invisible War. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Set Free From Me.
Now, laws, keeping God's laws, cannot save you. Guy says, well, I know I'm going to heaven. You say, how do you know? He says, because I keep the Ten Commandments. I say, name them. You don't not only not keep the Ten Commandments, you couldn't even name all of them. If I asked you to stand up right now, you couldn't even, how can you keep them if you don't even know them all? By the way, keeping laws never works. Why? It says, because of our sinful nature. Laws simply work on outside behavior. They don't work on inside change. They don't change you on the inside. For instance, if I were to bring a pig out here, a big sow that had been rolling around in the mud and the dirt and eating garbage, and it stinks to high heaven, and say, what is this? You'd say, it's a pig. Now, I take that pig backstage and I run it through a couple of car washes. And then I put it in a bathtub, and I have bath salts and perfumed soap suds, and I get it all cleaned up, and I brush the pig's teeth, and then I sprinkle some foo-foo juice on it, you know, some Corral number 5, you know, that would be appropriate for a pig, okay? And I rub it down with oil of Olay, so its skin is just silky, silky soft. And then I tie a ribbon around its neck, and I put a bonnet on it, and I put some eyeshadow and fake eyelashes on this pig, and I put a dress on it, and then I put some lipstick on this pig. And I bring this pig out, and I say, now what is it? Still a pig, okay? You may have spiffed up the outside, but the nature has remained unchanged. And this is what happens with self-help programs, is that we spiff up the outside and we, by sheer willpower, say, I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to get on some new clothes. I'm going to change my behavior. And all the outside looks different, but inside, it's still the same nature. If you're going to have radical change, transforming change in your life, it's got to change your nature. And only God can do that. No self-help program can change your heart, which, by the way, is why I'm not a politician. I have zero faith in politics or laws to change human behavior. Why? Because it's just fixing the outside. You can pass a law that says nobody will be a bigot or a racist. Is that going to change anybody's heart? No. Only Jesus can change that heart. And I have seen people come to Christ and they change from a racist into a compassionate person and from a bigot into a loving person. Only Jesus can change that. If I thought you could change human behavior by laws, I'd be a politician. But there's no track record that it actually changes people. Only God can change the inside. Which, by the way, is why we don't spend so much time promoting all political laws. You know, there are some Christians who think they're going to make the world a better place just by creating a law. Well, people just break it. I mean, they want a law against this sin and 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 a law against this sin. And they think that's going to change people. No, people are just going to break the law. You do. God has given all kinds of laws in His Word, and you don't obey those. And you break them all the time. See, one of the things we know here at Saddleback is you don't expect somebody to act like a believer until he is one. Because he doesn't have the power to change. He doesn't have the ability to change. So passing a law that says everybody's going to be moral or everybody's going to do this, that doesn't change. That's cleaning up the pig. It doesn't change our nature. God put into effect, notice here, so God knew that laws couldn't save us, but God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own son in a human body like ours, except that ours is sinful, and God destroyed sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. In other words, he gave us the power to make those changes, to forgive us and to change us. And then it said, he did this, Jesus died on the cross, so that the requirement of the law would be fully accomplished for us. Circle the phrase, for us. What is he saying there? That Jesus not only paid for all your sins, he did all the right things for you. Those of us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. In other words, if you were to die tonight, and you were to go stand before God in heaven, and God were to say to you, did you keep all my laws? What your answer is no, but he did. And you point to Jesus. And you get in on Jesus' righteousness. You get into heaven, not because you're a good person, because you kept 100% of God's immutable laws. No, you don't get in it because nobody's done that. But Jesus did. And it says there, Jesus not only paid for your sins, he did all the good things. And so his righteousness is imputed to us. It is given to us. We go, I didn't do good on earth, but he did. And God says, all right, friend of Jesus, come on in. You get a pass. That's called grace. That's called grace. You put your trust in my son. You trusted what I sent him to do for you. Do you understand what Jesus Christ did for you? That's why when we sing that song, I'm alive because of what Jesus did for me. It's all because of his love. That's true. Now, if you really are serious about changing your life for the better, you've got to start where God tells you to start. And God says you don't start with your behavior, your actions. And you don't start with your feelings, your emotions. You start with your mind. The battle for you to be set free from me starts in changing your mind. Be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible teaches very clearly that the way we act is determined by the way we feel. And the way we feel is determined by the way we think. For instance, if I'm acting depressed, it's because I feel depressed. And if I'm feeling depressed, it's because I'm thinking depressed thoughts. And if I want to get over my depression, I don't force myself to change my behavior. That doesn't work. And I don't force myself to change my feelings. You can't change a feeling. You cannot force a feeling. A guy says, I don't love my wife anymore. So I said, okay, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm just going to force myself to feel that I love her. How will that work? It doesn't work. You can't force a feeling. It's like telling a crying kid, now, I command you to be happy. I'm trying, Daddy, I'm trying. You cannot force a feeling. In fact, when you try to force a feeling, everybody knows you're faking it. You can't force a feeling. You can't fight that feeling anymore. If you laughed at that, you're really old. Okay, you are really, really old. Okay, now, what you do is you change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, that's going to change the way you feel, and it will change the way you act. So, if you say, I don't have any feelings for my wife anymore. You can act your way into a feeling, and you can think your way into a feeling, but you can't feel your way into a feeling. If you start acting loving toward your wife and you start thinking loving thoughts toward your wife, I'm going to tell you what, the feelings will come back.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he's created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box. And it is beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and this new scripture box makes a great gift too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
If you start acting loving towards your wife, and you start thinking loving thoughts toward your wife, I'm going to tell you what, the feelings will come back. They will return. You act your way into a feeling, and you think your way into a feeling, but you don't feel your way into a feeling. Now, the good thing about this is that now that you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and so you can ask Him to help you put good thoughts in your mind. So now you're not just on your own. You're not just out here trying to think up stuff by yourself on what would be a good thing for me to think about. You can say, Holy Spirit, put good thoughts in my mind. That's the second thing we learn from Romans 8. Write this down. Number two, the second mental habit to defeat the weapons of self-destruction is I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. And if you ask Him to give you better thoughts, do you think He will? Of course He will. Of course He's going to give you better thoughts. That's a prayer He's going to answer. I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. This is the second key to permanent change in your life. Now, this is what it says in the next two verses, verses 5 and 6 of Romans 8. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mindset on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mindset on what the Spirit desires. Now, there's two kinds of mindsets. Circle the mindsets. There's the mindset of your old nature, and there's the mindset of the Holy Spirit. There's the mindset of the way I normally think about my life, and there's the mindset of how the Spirit sees my life. Which one's going to be true? The one that the Spirit says. So I have to choose between these mindsets. Am I going to set my mind on the way I normally think about my life, or am I going to set my mind on the way God thinks about my life? Now, there's a big difference in choosing these mindsets, because if you choose one, you're going to get one response, and if you choose the other, you're going to get another. And the next part of the verse tells us what that is. The mind of sinful man is what? That means it's self-destructive. Thoughts that you come up with yourself are going to tend to be self-destructive. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is what? Life and peace. Okay, I don't normally do this, but how many of you would like to have life and peace this summer? Yeah, me too. I would like to have life and peace this summer. And it's all about the mindset you choose. Your problems probably won't change, those ones that are persistent. But your mindset can change. And that's the difference between a life of self-destruction or a life of life and peace. Now, this is the Holy Spirit's answer to uncontrolled thoughts. What I do is I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts. And this is the principle of replacement. I want you to write this word down. Replacement. The principle of replacement is anytime you want to change something in your life and you're serious about changing it, you don't resist it, you replace it. When you got something negative in your life, you don't resist it, you replace it. You say, I want to stop smoking. You don't smoke, go, I want to stop smoking. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop smoking. You know, it's like Frog and Toad together, that story we read last week. I don't want to eat a cookie, and I just ate one. I don't want to eat a cookie, and I just ate one. I don't want to eat a cookie. No, because the whole time you're focusing on what you don't want, and whatever you focus on gets your attention. Whatever gets your attention gets you. That's why if you want to break any bad habit in your life, the key is not to resist it, but to refocus. Whatever you resist persists because you keep focusing on it. Now, it's like if I'm flipping TV channels and all of a sudden there's something on TV that I don't really want to watch or I shouldn't watch. I don't sit there and go, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch. I just flip the channel. I replace it, and the moment I replace it, it's gone. It has no grip on me anymore. So, I mean, if you're standing in an airport bookstore, and they've got all these girly magazines, and you're standing in front of me saying, I don't want to look at them, I don't want to look at them. What do? Well, you don't stand there, you walk away. You slam the door. If you don't want to get stung by the bees, you just get away from them. And you replace it with something else. Now, let's say I had a big, fat, juicy donut sitting right here. Okay, I mean, and it's hot. And the glaze is just kind of dripping off the side. Now, I'm on the Daniel plan. Okay? Now, if it's sitting here, I don't go, I don't want that donut. I really, really, I'm just smelling it. Oh, baby, oh, baby. That yeasty smell. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, what do? I just look over it down to you guys. And the moment I say you guys, I've lost it's lost its grip on me because my attention has changed. Now, as long as I resist the donut, it doesn't work. But the moment I refocus on something else, I don't even think about it anymore. Does that make sense? Okay, so I ask the Holy Spirit to give me better thoughts to replace the negative ones in my mind. Now, you choose what you dwell on. Satan gives you ideas, those are called temptations. The Holy Spirit gives you ideas, those are called inspiration. You get ideas, but the truth is you choose what you focus on. But now that you're a believer, you have a helper. And you can say, Holy Spirit, I invite you to give me your ideas. And a lot of times, the Holy Spirit, the God Spirit will say to me, hey, Rick, why don't you think about this instead? Good idea. And I just change my thoughts. Now, I would encourage you to invite the Holy Spirit to have free access to your mind. You say, God, you have put your Spirit inside of me. I give you free access to my mind. 24 hours a day, I invite you to suggest good thoughts. Why? Because they'll always be the truth. They'll always be right. They'll always be helpful. They'll always be pure. Those are the things we are to think on. So you invite the Holy Spirit to put thoughts in your mind. Why? Because those who live according to sinful nature have their mind set on one thing, but those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on another. And the mindset that I normally have leads to self-destruction. And the mindset that God's Spirit gives me leads to peace. And I want peace in my life. So, and that's why I said, you know, earlier, we don't expect unbelievers to act like believers until they are. They don't have the power. Look at the next verse. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. It can't even do it. Those controlled by sinful nature cannot please God. So why do you work on passing a law when they don't have the ability to change it, to change? Only God can change us. Change comes from the inside out. Third principle. Third mental habit you're going to need to develop to apply the truths of Romans 8 in your life. And that is this. I realize I have a new ability to say no. I need to remind myself, I need to remember on a daily basis, I need to realize that now that I'm a believer, I have a new ability to say no to the things that are self-destructive in my life. Now, this is very important because before you became a believer, all you had was willpower, and you lost most of those bad habits. because lost to most of them. Because you don't, willpower wears out. It's not enough. But now, with the Spirit in your life, you have a new ability to say no, a new power, and you need to learn how to tap into that power. I don't know about you, but I could admit pretty honestly that before I had the Holy Spirit in my life, there were some things I just couldn't say no to. I didn't have the ability to say no to them. Now, you can call them compulsions. You can call them habits. You can call them urges. You can call them lusts. You can call them impulses. You can call them your old nature. But the truth is, there were some things in my life I just couldn't say no to. I had no ability to say no because I didn't have, all I had was willpower. Now I have God's power, and he gives me the ability to say no. Look at this verse up here on the screen. Galatians 5:16 says this. Let the Spirit direct your lives, and you will not satisfy the desires of the old human nature.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box, and it's beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and keep them deep within your heart. To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful Scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses. It's a collection of spiritual tools that will help you keep God's Word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's Word in your mind so you can remember it. And then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, I can't memorize anything. Oh, yes, you can. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize Scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. Imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing, okay? One verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God, and you'll be so much stronger as a believer. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of Scripture cards is based on the series, The Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and the Scripture Box? It makes a great gift, too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource, or you can visit PastorRick.com today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.